With some, the persecution of Christians is now a thematical thing for the first time at the WEF. Why that?
Well, especially our event focused on West Africa, and West Africa is one of the regions currently in the world that is facing a risk of increasing violence and humanitarian crisis. So it's only natural that in an event in the World Economic Forum, where business leaders are gathered, that we address, not only bring to the table the discussion about the worsening situation, but also bring to the table how one of the underlying causes, which is economy, which is businesses, which is one of the underlying causes of this problem, how businesses can actively and proactively address these issues, and also how they can learn about what the churches are doing to promote peace and social cohesion, and how the businesses can partner and support the local actors, including churches and Christians and Christian organizations, in order to bring Muslims and Christians closer together, to foster more social cohesion and to be agents of peace building through their business involvement. So this is the idea and the reason why we are here at the WEF. This is why we are bringing up the issue of the suffering of our brothers and sisters in West Africa, in Nigeria, in Burkina Faso. And this is why we were very, we sought in our event, we tried to be very proactive to say what businesses can do positively, who they can partner with, what opportunities exist in order to play a supportive and positive role for peace and social cohesion, and to preempt and prevent the future radicalization of parts of the population in West Africa.
And before some minutes the panel has ended, what is the conclusion? What can the world do to make an impact, to make a change in this situation?
Well, some of, Pastor Gideon and Ilya gave very practical examples on how, for example, in terms of economic and business opportunities that promote peace, is a joint agriculture project where Pastor Gideon mentioned 20 Muslims and 20 Christians, they would come together in a joint agriculture project in Nigeria, in one of the areas, in a way that they work together and they strengthen societal ties together and family and the wider societal ties. It was a brilliant example of how businesses can invest in peace and cohesion. Ilya mentioned in Burkina Faso and other countries the need to support women, namely women who have been widowed because of the conflict, knowing that the men are the traditional breadwinners in these areas, but then radical groups killing a large number of men in several parts in the Burkina Faso and other areas, how can we support the women so that they can become productive and take care of their families and equip them, equip the women with the skill set that they need? So these are just very interesting examples, very practical to understand that. And then the third thing I really appreciated with Gideon when he said that, a few years ago there was a big gathering bringing Muslims and Christian leaders together, and it succeeded for a year to prevent violence, but then things worsened. And he said that because the effort for peace building was not sustained. And was not sustained because the local actors don't have sufficient resources, and that's where international actors should also contribute and play a role to help the local actors become more sustainable in their peace building effort. So these are thoughts that came out from the side event that we organized today.
Okay, Wissam, thank you so much for sharing this point with us.